Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And we're happy to have in Carrie DeWeese.
Yeah.
Owner, operator of the Country Diner. Her family has owned it. You opened it? Your family opened this place?
Yeah, in 1996.
Why?
Joe was bored. He always wanted to do new adventures.
Who's Joe?
Joe was my stepdad.
Okay.
He was a police officer, but he was always doing like catering from the back of his truck and everything. And then he decided that this was the next big endeavor. And my mom, Joe, and one of the other police officers, Jimmy Chamberlain, who is now a detective in town, they opened it together. They did all the work. They got it cleaned up. Opening day in January, huge snowstorm.
January of 1996.
Yep. Huge snowstorm. They're like, we're not going to be busy at all. Turns out they were the only place open. So they start cooking, and there's a grease fire. They have to put the grease fire out.
And on now, day one?
On day one. They're mobbed because all the plow truck guys, everybody's coming
in. Plus they're cops. Everyone knows them, right?
Yep, so they're coming in to support them, and they're cooking out of pans. By the time they close that day, they all looked at each other like, what the heck did we get into?
I'm sure it wasn't heck. I'm sure it was a different word.
It might have been a different word, but we've been here ever since.
That's amazing. So that explains, you know, the obviously one of the signature elements of this place is the police patches from all over the world, really.
Yeah.
Can you, before we get into some of the business side and more of the personal story, how did that start happening?
So because Joe and Jimmy were both police officers here in Enfield, they put up their patches right by the door, and then the next town came in and was like, oh, could we put up our patches? And it just kept going.
Yeah, but you have like Honolulu, you have like the U.S. Mint, you have Utah, Arizona, Chicago.
Yeah,
these are people who actually came here. They sent
came
them
here,
to you,
or their children or relatives live out there. We have them from Poland. We have them from Thailand. They're all from customers. Not one of these was purchased, or these were all brought
it's
in.
Not
by customers.
None of it's fake.
No, nope. These were all hand brought to us.
I mean, there's got to be a couple of hundred, right?
Yeah, we kind of averaged out what's in each frame, and we think there's at least like 500 to 600 patches because there's some in the other room too.
It's just really cool. We're talking with Carrie DeWeese, who owns the Country Diner. But you recently just took it over, and
I did.
I mean, listen, breakfast and lunch with no alcohol is not a high margin business, and you're young. Like,
well, why? We are a BYOB.
Are you really?
We are. You can. My waitresses can't touch it, but they can bring in champagne and get a pitcher of orange juice and make their own mimosas.
Get out.
Yeah.
Is that like, do you need a special permit for that, or is that just the way
that
it is?
No, that is the way the state of Connecticut is.
I had no. Did you know that, Joey?
Yep. But we can't touch it. We can't
right.
pour it. We can't open it. We can't touch it.
Do people do it?
Yeah. People bring in their own bottles of champagne. They bring in little vodka and get some tomato juice and
make, little Bloody
make
Mary.
Their own at the table. Yep.
Oh, that is wild. We got to have somebody on about that because I had no idea. That's a great policy. You know, listen, but what made you want to get into this business and take it over?
Just years of committing here.
You've been here since you were a kid. I don't even know how old you are, so I don't know how old you were when
I started. We'll say this. I started when I was 16.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to do the math, they can. But I didn't know that I wanted to run the business at the beginning. I was, you know, kind of a wild little teenager just in the family business doing, you know, waitressing and stuff. I actually went out to test to be a police officer, and I got partway through, and, you know, Joe was like, I want you to stay here. You know, what if there was something in the future for you? And, you know, I started working towards that, and, yeah, it's, you know, now it's a, like, part of my life. I wouldn't know what to do without it.
How's it going?
It's going really well. Obviously, things, cost of goods, everybody's feeling it everywhere. It's gotten a little out of control, but the support I have from my customers, my amazing staff, we've pulled through COVID. We've pulled through, you know, inflated prices of beef and chicken and now eggs. And
yeah, I want to talk, like, because I have to tell you, we've been, Joey, how many have we done? I mean, we've done at least 15.
Almost 30.
And the value here is by far the most modestly, moderately priced breakfast menu. Like, how are you able to do that?
It's by volume. It's turnover. It's, I have an amazing chef who, on top of our regular vendors that we get stuff from, he actually will go to Restaurant Depot and get things at a little bit cheaper cost for us twice a week. But I also make my vendors work very hard. I compare a lot of prices every week, and they have gone above and beyond trying to chase down eggs for me. They were cheaper.
How bad is it gotten better?
Okay. It has. So I know that, like, everybody was doing the surcharges for eggs. I tried to wait like 3 weeks after everybody else, and we weren't going to make it. So I did add a surcharge, but as soon as they dropped again, I took it off.
Yeah.
Cause it wasn't about us making more money. It was about us staying alive through this. And all my customers were wonderful about it. They totally understood. But as soon as they dropped enough, then I went ahead.
Can you give me a sense? Cause one thing we learned is that the wholesale prices were actually worse than the retail prices because they have so much leverage over you. So, like, I could go to Costco and get cheaper eggs than you were getting,
yeah.
Right? And that's, I mean, that's what a couple places told us. What was it and what is it now? Like, give me the peak.
So, we were getting 15 dozen extra large eggs somewhere in the high 30s per case, like 38, 40 per case. At the peak... It was $199 a case for 15 dozen eggs.
So it went from 40 to 200, basically.
Yeah. And I go through 25 to 30 cases a week.
Wow.
Yeah. So now we're back down to like 60. So, yeah, we're still not where I'd like to be, but...
Was that gouging, you think? It was all because the birds had to be killed?
I believe there was a real issue. But the question I had for all my vendors, and I still haven't gotten an answer, did it only affect the egg-laying chickens? Because the meat didn't go up.
Yeah.
Chicken meat actually went down. So you're telling me that I have to pay $200 for 15 dozen eggs, but chicken breast went down. That doesn't make any sense to me, and nobody's had an answer for me. So was it only those chickens?
Yeah, I mean, that's a ridiculous dollar cost per dozen.
It was crazy.
That is incredible. We're talking with Carrie DeWeese, who owns the Country Diner here in Enfield. We just have a little bit of time left. Number one, who comes in? I mean, like, is it like 80% regulars? I mean, this is all Enfield? And, I mean, how do you feel competing with all these big box clowns down the road?
Well, I mean, obviously we have a ton of regulars to the point that, like, when these people are bringing in their kids, now those kids are grown up, they're bringing in their kids. We've seen families over and over again. We get a lot of people from Springfield, Longmeadow, East Longmeadow. They all come down here.
Nice.
It's kind of funny. Suffield side, not so much. People, I think there's an invisible barrier river.
They're hoity-toity, right? And over in Suffield.
Oh, you definitely have some nice Suffield customers. And as for the rest of the restaurants, we're just past them. So I feel like we're not stuck in the middle of them. So
right.
And what we do is so different.
Right.
That's all corporate. That's all those. We're family-owned, mom-and-pop, home country cooking. You don't get that at chains.
All right, so what? Give me best two or three breakfast things on the menu.
Oh, boy. We have our Tower of Power. It's a cinnamon roll French toast.
Oh.
It's like to die for. Eat that with the hand-cut thick bacon.
You have two separate bacons going.
Yes, we have our regular traditional bacon, then we hand-cut thick bacon.
And you got the hangover bowl.
Yeah, that one goes really well on the weekends.
That's great. It is anything else that's...
Yeah, I mean, our specials are kind of crazy. We
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do stuff as off the wall as possible. Like our Mac Daddy omelet is pretty much a Big Mac in an omelet.
I saw that.
That used to be a special, but people wanted it so much that we put it on the menu.
Well, Carrie DeWeese, thank you so much for having us. Come down to 111 Hazard Ave in Enfield, even if it's not today. Just come down here. And again, if you're going to go to Costco or some other whatever, you can. The prices are great. Just go past that stuff and go have a meal here and then go back and do your shopping. It's been a great morning, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.